So, what attracted you to the dairy industry?
I was coming out of high school and I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do with my life. I didn't have any career in mind, but I knew I really liked working with animals. And I actually started doing co-op on a beef farm and really enjoyed the cows. And then I picked up a part-time, well, actually, it was a full-time job for the summer on a dairy farm just outside of Arnprior. And ever since that, I really had a passion for it and was really wanting to learn more about the industry.
It's a lot more scientific than when I used to visit a farm and try to milk a cow into a bucket.
Yes, it's definitely evolved since then.
So tell me about the technique of milking now and how quick and painless it is for the cows.
Now, the farm I'm on right now, we actually have automated milking robots. In terms of that, cows can go into the robot whenever they feel like it to get milked. They'll just stand there. The robot does its whole thing. It cleans the cow's teats off. It gets them ready to be milked. And then as they're milking, the cows will get a pellet, like a substance to eat while they're standing there getting milked. So they're really just relaxed eating while they're milking. And then once they're done, it lets them leave and they just go on and do their things. So the new technology definitely helps, but people still have to be around to make sure it's working properly.
Do you see yourself making this your full-time until retirement career?
Yes, I do. I really couldn't see myself doing anything else but this.
Now, some of the other things I may ask you about relate to quota and the fact that the dairy industry has a protected compensation amount. What do you think of dairy quotas?
I agree with the quota system. I know in different provinces in Canada, they kind of do it a little bit different than Ontario, but in terms of having the quota in place and like not oversupplying demand and whatnot, it helps. But I know for some farms, Ontario has what we call a quota cap. So if a farmer wanted to sell their quota, the quota is capped at a certain price.
There was some worry that with the last trade discussions, we as a country gave up some of that quota and inferior American milk was allowed in Canada, but it hasn't really caught on.
What I tell everyone is if you're in the grocery store, buy products that have the little blue cow on it. That way you're buying and supporting not only Canadian, but Ontario milk producers.
Do you like your job enough to recommend it to anybody else?
I'm glad you asked that because I do not come from a farming background. I just fell into it, I guess. And you don't need any experience in how to, or like to know what farming is or what to do, but I highly recommend if anyone ever was curious about it, they should just apply to a local farm and get some experience about the industry and like what we do. And like you learn so much. I really am glad I got into the career I did because I've learned a lot.
I don't think off-farm people understand cows.
I think there's definitely a barrier between public knowledge and farmers about like cows in general, like I feel like there's definitely miscommunication, I guess, between the two.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking the time and sharing your knowledge and especially your enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thanks for the opportunity and for reaching out to me. I'm glad I could give you this interview.